You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, the day continues to get better. Every single day right here on Inspired News Radio, I get to talk to some of the greatest entrepreneurs, some of the best sales managers, some of the best successful, most successful people that I have ever had a chance to meet. And I bring that all to you every single week right here on Mind Your Own Business. Hi, this is Scott Sullivan, and I am the host of Mind Your Own Business right here on Inspired News Radio every single week. And if you were listening last week, oh my gosh, your mind is blown right now. We ran completely out of time with a guest that was just phenomenal. I am so happy. If you listened to last week, you already know I have been trying so hard to get this man on my radio show. He is a wildly successful entrepreneur. He is a co-author of a great, great book that's called Click and Grow Rich. He has a software company that will help you be successful. He is one of the most sought after international speakers. He's been all over the world teaching and investing in companies and helping other people. That's the key here, helping other people achieve their goals. And of course, I'm talking about Brett Fogel. Brett, how are you again today? And thanks for coming back for part two.
Hey, Scott, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me back. Really enjoyed our interview last week, and I know we sort of ran out of time. So fortunately, we've got more time to dive into some of the other stories and really help people out and dive into the MP5MS squared formula. So I want to really share that with people because it can change lives. And the book, you know, it came out way better than I thought it was going to. And so it just sort of took on a life of its own. And I'll go out on a limb here to say I think it's the best book on internet marketing out there today. And so yeah, I'd love to, if you want to dive into that or pick up where we left off, just let me know and we can do it.
Well, I'm going to do a brief recap to see how well I listened. I'm going to do a brief recap of last week's show, and I want to make sure that we kind of pull it all together in a nice little neat bow. And then I want to talk a little bit more about the book, and I want to get into the real meat and potatoes. I am a fan, so I have to tell the world about the MP5MS squared formula and how that is working. And I agree with you. I've always believed that readers are leaders and leaders are readers. So I am going to tell you, as I believe this is probably one of the best books that I have ever written on internet marketing. But here's the key, ladies and gentlemen, listening right now all over the world. Yes, we are broadcasting in New Zealand, where Brett is going to be speaking in just a few weeks from now. Yes, in China. Yes, in all over Europe. If you can connect to the internet, you can listen to this. You can hear the sound of my voice. I am telling you, this man is such a fantastic marketer that you can not only get this book, but you can get it for free with just a small shipping and handling, because he is going to make this available. Why? Because he is invested in your success. He wants more and more people to be successful just like him. So let's talk just a little bit about last week's episode. If you are listening to this episode now, please just go back right now and listen to the origin story. Find out about Brett Fogel and how he had a mailbox beautification company at the age of 7. And that whole story about, you know, looking up at a 7-year-old, looking up at an adult and saying, of course you would want the upsell. I am so excited. You've got to go back and listen to that. But listening to his father, Ben Fogel, and how he just nurtured that little seed that he planted from an entrepreneur, you know, lifestyle and a belief system that you can do it. And going to Cancun and just blowing my mind while he's in college and going to Cancun with three practically strangers, one roommate and two other strangers, and building a business and having that experience in a foreign country, no less, being an international businessman while he's in college, and then turning that around and being mentored by some of the greatest people in the industry, and watching internet marketing, watching the digitized online learning system come to fruition. Where we left off last time, Brett, and I'd like to pick up a little bit right at the end, you had just created option one, which was, option 101, which was a selling options or an options trading in a course to learn how to do that. And you had used the same methodology that we used to do, where we delivered a DVD and a bound material. You were putting that all in the digital format and you were selling it online as a course, and you were working with affiliates. And now I'd like for you to pick up right where you left off and talk a little bit about, you know, what is an affiliate? You and I know what that is, but then we have listeners out there that are going, I've heard the term, but I'd really like to know more about that, because there's methodology in being an affiliate. There's methodology in hiring affiliates or paying affiliates. So walk through that. Pick us up where we left off with options 101. You just created this multi-million dollar company. You were at $3 million in sales and you were living high on the hog. As all good things, sometimes they come to an end. So why don't you pick it up right there and tell us where we are, and then let's carry on in to where we are today with the MP5 MS squared. Talk about Sidek and the new direction Sidek's going, and some of the things that are happening right now currently at clickandgrowrich.com.
Okay. Well, Scott, great. That was a great recap. Thank you. And, it's certainly taking a lot of twists and turns along the way. Just to pick up where you wanted me to start with affiliate marketing, it's literally changed the world. Affiliate marketing is a multi-billion dollar a year industry that is essentially performance-based selling. So if you've ever heard of commissions, essentially affiliate marketing is if somebody else has a relationship with your ideal audience, you can go to them and say, if you'll promote my product to your audience, and essentially lending that relationship and leveraging that relationship and then offering that pay some kind of a commission. Now, in the old days, we used to do 50% commissions. Then people started doing two-tier affiliates, and not to get into too much minutia, but essentially if you knew somebody else that might promote my product, I might pay you a finder's fee or a 10% affiliate fee for introducing them, and then paying them 35% for promoting my product. And that's essentially what we did, is after we had our first two affiliates, one was a smaller one that literally we just went to this place called Google, which is very easy to do. And in whatever business you're in right now, you could just go to Google and type in your niche and then affiliate, because many of them are looking for affiliates themselves. And there's a link at the bottom of the page that says affiliates. And so wouldn't you think they might be possibly be interested in being your affiliate? So there's no shortage of them out there. You just have to do a little work. And so we leveraged that first affiliate to a much bigger one, who was one of my mentors. And hopefully I get the chance to tell that story, how I just ran into one of them recently, randomly in Phoenix. It was great to sort of give her one of my books and sign it for her, because Alicia Pierce was one of the early influences for me. And her and her husband had helped launch this. But we then leveraged those results and went out and found more affiliates. Sometimes they would refer us to some of their affiliates, and pretty soon you figure out the cream of the crop. But I'll never forget one time I was at a seminar in 2005, and I randomly sat down next to somebody named Greg, and I turned to him and said, "Hey, I'm Brett. What do you do?" And long story short, he and his father within 3 years had driven $1 million in business to us, and vice versa back to them. So he and his father had a company called Profits Run, where they were teaching investors how to trade stocks. So very complementary industry. We weren't competing at all. We were teaching option strategies, and they had a very large following of people that knew, like, and trusted them. So for them to market us essentially conveys that trust. And that's really what affiliate marketing is all about. That's interesting. I was not too long ago, I was at a charity event with one of my friends and other mentors, Frank McKinney, that runs a great charity called The Caring House. And so I've raised money for Frank, and always in ways that made us more money, which is great. One of the best things about business is it's a great vehicle to be able to generate revenue for charities and things that you know, you're near and dear to your heart. So, but Frank had a birthday party, and who had a distinguished guest there, a guy named Rich DeVos. And so, if you don't know the name, Rich DeVos founded a company called Amway, which is now a $7 billion a year company, which is multi-level marketing, which is not what we're here to talk about. But when I was leaving the event, I thought I was the last one to leave. And as the elevator doors were closing, a hand reached out and the doors opened, and Rich DeVos and his family walked in. And so I said, "Rich, I really enjoyed your talk." And he's about 70 years old, and he kind of grabbed my arm and looked up, and I said, do you know that you single-handedly changed the way people are selling in the world? Because multi-level marketing is one thing, but essentially it's very similar to affiliate marketing in that you're paying commissions to people who tell other people about your products. And with 2 and 3 level commissions for affiliate marketing, we're not going to go into too much detail here, but it sort of paved the way to not just multi-level marketing, which he does, and I'm not a proponent of that, by the way, just it's but it is a great distribution model. I'm nothing against it. I'm just saying it's very hard to do affiliate marketing, but otherwise it is has a lot more leverage and power because you can leverage those relationships that somebody has built over time. And so I won't go into any further detail about it, but I do want to just touch on that side of it, Scott, if it's all right, because Frank had, he builds multi-million dollar homes down on the ocean in the Palm Beaches. And 1 year invited me and my team out to be at the unveiling of a $29 million green LEED certified mansion that he had built. Beautiful, beautiful property. And I brought a camera crew. Frank said, he put me on the spot. And he said, "Brett, you've been a huge supporter of the Caring House in the past." And the camera panned over to me, and I was kind of nodding and sort of happy about that. And then he looked me in the eye, and he put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, "What are you going to do this year?" So if you'd like to see a copy of that video interview, by the way, it's at brettfogel.com/reviews. And there's just some reviews there and videos that as well as some of the charity work that we've done. Really, it's not about me. It's about I'd like to convey and want to make sure I get into this interview that, you know, you can use charity, and we've proven that you can make more money in your business just simply by having a charitable pledge on your website or your sales message that says, "We're a charitable-minded company. We will donate X dollars from this sale to one of the following charities," and putting several logos there. Well, Frank got me to commit to 10 houses. I said, "Well, Frank, we raised $35,000 last year. Again, we built homes in schools in Haiti, one of the poorest countries in the world." And I said, "We raised $35,000 last year, Frank. Why don't we raise $50,000 this year? Because you can build a home in Haiti for $5,000. And so our mantra became 10 in 10. We're going to build 10 houses in 2010. And I'll never forget, the camera panned over to my team, and they were all smiling and happy until they got to my CFO, who was looking at me like I had just cratered the entire business because the financial crisis had hit. We were looking at laying people off, and so money was tight. And so what I'm getting at is, often in life and in business, is you decide first and then you figure out the how. And too many people get that wrong. This was an invaluable lesson that I also wanted to share. Many people say, "Well, I can't do it because I don't have the money." Well, you don't need the money because you haven't decided that you're going to do it. And it is a powerful mindset shift. Yeah. And so when once I decided I was going to do it, I said, "Well, how am I going to do it?" And so came up with a unique strategy, which I just shared, putting essentially like a guarantee seal on your sales page. So we had a big promo coming up. We split tested one page against another. Just by having that charity seal, the charitable pledge, we had 10% higher sales on that page. So we diverted all of the sales, and back to affiliate marketing, we had all of our top Forex affiliates. I'll talk a little bit about how we got into Forex, which we haven't discussed yet. But a big product launch, we drove all the traffic to this page with the charitable seal, and we made 70 extra sales based on that 10% bump in conversions. So 770 sales at, get this, everyone, at $2,000 price point. So we had an extra 70 sales. So times $2,000, we made an extra $140,000 by that, so that we had the $40,000 earmarked. It was $50 per sale. So when I was on the marketer's cruise one year and we heard about the earthquakes in Haiti, the terrible earthquakes in Haiti, we already had the money. And I was able to pick up the phone and get my CFO on the line. And I said, Joe, you send that money right now. And Frank was down in Haiti within 2 days, saving lives and helping people. And that made me feel really good. And more importantly, we relaunched that product later and raised the other $10,000. So, you know, win-win is no longer good enough in this day and age. This was a win-win-win scenario where we benefited. We made an extra $100,000 from this. So we were happy to send $40,000 out. We built goodwill with our customers. Our refunds went down. So the customers benefited. They felt good. We benefited, and of course, the charity benefited.
I mean, look at the history right now, where it's like, you know, buy a pair, give a pair, buy a shirt, give a shirt, it doesn't matter what it is right now. If you build that into your marketing, you build that into your business plan, it helps everybody. I mean, you're right, that win-win. One of the things that I say all the time is, I say, money doesn't know if it's a lot or a little. Money is just a tool. Money buys houses, yeah. They buy hospitals, it buys guns and bombs. But money is just a tool, and it's how you use it. So let's make sure we're pointing the moral compass from our company at the right direction, and people will come and spend the money with you because they know that your moral compass is pointed in the right direction.
Yeah. And it's worth mentioning. Back to that, just a real quick comment on the power of decision. Later it came up again, there was a quick story here that I was watching Discovery Channel one time, and they had this great show about Necker Island, Richard Branson's private island. And I thought to myself, I said, man, if I ever get a chance to go to that, I'm going to go. It looks amazing. Well, about 9 months later, the opportunity came around. I was part of the Maverick Business Adventures, and they had teamed up with another group, and they who had a relationship with Richard Branson, all through charity. So there's that. So if you want to meet any celebrity or get close to anybody, an influencer in the world, find out what their favorite charity is and support them. That's the best way to get close to them. But I said, hey, you know what? I'm excited. I want to go. I'm in. And then I got an email back saying, great, just wire your $45,000 over here. And so I said, well, what? I had it. I could have put it together, but I just couldn't justify spending that kind of money on 5 days in the islands, even if Richard Branson was going to be there. And so I didn't go. And all year, I kicked myself because I saw pictures. I had friends that went, and they were doing deals and having a great time. And so I'll never forget the next year when I was sitting out by my pool in Florida. I live in San Diego now, but I have a house in Boca Raton, Florida. And I was out by the pool one day, and they announced the trip was going again. And I had this momentary feeling of elation, like, great, I have a second chance to go, followed immediately by despair and disappointment because the economy was in the hole. I was, losing, going through a marriage, a divorce. My business partner and I were separating. The economy was in the toilet, and I didn't have the money because I was funding payroll myself. But something deep down, I just dug deep, and I was so determined, and I just said, damn it, I'm going to go. I'm going. And I just kind of started to kept saying, I'm going. And then it became about the how. And so funny thing is, once you decide, then just turn it into the how questions. I said, okay, well, how do I do this? And your whole mentality will change, and everything will open up for you. So you say, well, what do I need? I need $45,000. Well, how do I get that? Well, what if I make 45 sales at $1,000? Well, how do I do that? Well, what if I put on a suit and tie and film a video, which we did, in front of our trade show banner backdrop, and I said, hi, I'm Brett Fogel. I'm the president of the company. we're a charitable-minded company, so we built goodwill. And I said, we're going to be doing this for Virgin Unite, which was a benefit of the fee. And I found a nice video of Virgin Unite online, put it on the page. And I said, look, we're going to sell $7,000 of courses, which we'd already established the value of and had exhausted all of the buyers already anyway. So they knew that these three courses, one was 4,000, one was three, whatever, two and two, and it added up to 7,000. I said, we're going to be selling 45 of these at $1,000. So the power of intentionality. And we stressed scarcity. We pushed it out to our list. I had one of my affiliates push it out. So guess how many we sold?
45.
47, two canceled, $45,000 out of thin air. And I got to go spend a week on Richard Branson's island hanging out with him and 19 other entrepreneurs. We raised $447,000 for Virgin Unite, made some lifelong friendships. And also, I have to say, Scott, I have four copies of Click and Grow Rich at the offices of Virgin Unite New York City, and two on their way to London to Holly Branson and their team. So we're going to get one of these, a copy in to Richard Branson's hand if we can. He's mentioned in the book as his Virgin Unite, and we're going to donate 5% of book sales to Virgin Unite. So I'm hoping that he'll review it and hopefully he likes it. So we'll see what happens. Hey.
The consistency of commitment, brother, right there. You are committed every single time. And I love when you just barely touched on it. So let's talk a little bit about the how question rather than the I can't question, you know, the I can't statement, or there's no way, or the negativity of that, and turning that into a how question, which you just touched on. But I think it's worth our listeners knowing the difference right now.
Well, yeah, you can read that whole story on my blog at brettfogel.com, and down at the bottom there's a link to it's I think it's Power of Decision, which is hyphenated, and I can't really go into a little more detail because for me it was a great life lesson that I discovered accidentally or had touched upon in the prior example. But in reality, in life, you know, you really need to decide first. This book came about. Well, that's another good example, Scott. We wanted to write a book, and last year at this Traffic and Conversion Summit, we had a book launch party and hired a photographer and had all kinds of people come. And I had a cover mock-up that I had made, and I was walking around all night with this book, which was a mock-up cover wrapped around another business book because we hadn't written a word of it yet. So then I was committed. Then I had to actually write the damn thing. And my business partner and I spent the better part of last year doing that. And so that's another example, but you know, your whole mentality changes. And so whatever it is you want in your life, and if you want more freedom and time freedom in your life, which is a core theme of the book, we are creating a movement, and we'll come back around on how Click and Grow Rich came to be. But the book is really the basis for a movement of freedom fighters. Everyone wants more time and money freedom in their lives. And we know that because when we do webinars, when we do trainings, we survey and ask people, what's the number one reason that you want to start a business? And 76% of them always say freedom. So we're building the freedom fighter movement. So if you hashtag freedom fighter, or you look that up, you'll see some of our posts, because never before in history have you been able to run your business remotely. We used to call it the laptop lifestyle, but now it's really the mobile lifestyle. Scott, I've been floating down a river in Playa del Carmen, an underground river, with my phone, which is waterproof. We had an amazing mastermind down there on a beach in a multi-million dollar palace at another serendipitous meeting. Essentially, the Richard Branson of Mexico owns it and invited us down. But I was floating down a river on my phone on a Skype with my virtual assistant in the Philippines, checking in for the day. What's going on? What do you need? Doing a quick audio saying, okay, here's how you handle it. And within 10 minutes, actually floating down a river, I'm able to run these businesses that we have. And that's what we want to share with people from the beaches of Mexico, from the pyramids of Egypt, anywhere there's Wi-Fi. We've been as remote as a bush farm deep in the South African bush, bouncing off a cell phone tower. We have partners there that actually run our events in Joburg and Cape Town, who own a bush farm. So we thought we were going to get away and unplug for a couple of days. But even there, out in the middle of nowhere, we were able to get on our laptops off of a cell signal. So that's what we're here to share with the world. How to build an online business that can allow that freedom. It's not get rich quick, despite the title, Click and Grow Rich. It's nothing in here remotely resembles getting rich quick. It is our proven 9-step formula, MP5MS squared, that is for the proven formula that we reverse engineered from that last business that that we've been talking about. And I guess probably be a good time to jump back and just talk about how that played out. Would that make sense?
It's perfect. This is where we got to get to, because, you know, just to touch on what you just said, the one thing, though, that is so true is that, you know, 5G is coming. There, the entire world, you know, you've got guys like Zuckerberg and you know, Sir Richard Branson and all of these other folks that are saying is the world has to be connected. We have to get, you know, every part of the globe has to have connectivity. So because there are still places in the world, and it's not the connectivity, it's the access to information, the access to learning, the access to, you know, how it changes your life because you have that information at your fingertips. In the old days, you know, back when I was a child, you had to, you know, get in a car, drive to the library, pull out a reference book, find it, and you would have a table full of reference books. And then there was no way to carry that with you. You had to write it down. You had to type it up on a Smith Corona electric typewriter or something. And today you can be, you know, you're floating down the Nile and pull it up on your mobile device and say, well, you know, this is exactly how to fix that problem, or this is the solution, and whatever it is, because that access to information is more powerful than anything else in the world. Right. I mean, it's, and then my father used to say, and my grandfather used to say, you know, knowledge, you know, is not power. Knowledge plus action is power. So you have a binder full of information up on the shelf, but if you don't ever take it down, read it, and put it into action, it's never going to change the world. It's never going to change your destiny unless you take that knowledge plus power, and then that plus action equals power.
Yeah, no, you're right. And it's funny, Scott, we actually owned the trademark knowledge is power at one point, and I abandoned it because I realized it isn't. Applied knowledge is power. You have to act on it. And so
you have to act on it.
Yeah, it's good to point that out.
I love one of the things before we get into the MP5MS squared. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about when you and I met. We had an opportunity to spend some time together. And some of the things that I enjoyed listening to you talk about were the vision, the vision casting, the ideation, the fact that, you know, being able to not step over. I think you said in our last episode, you talked about, you know, Sir Richard Branson saying opportunities are like buses, they keep coming back. But you talked about, you know, the focus or follow one course until successful, which has been a mantra of mine for a long, long time. We as entrepreneurs grab these shiny little objects and we chase them down a rabbit hole. And the next thing you know, we're trying to dig out of our rabbit hole. We've spent too much time, money, and energy digging that hole, you know, when we should have been, you know, focused and staying focused. So talk a little bit before we get there about the ideation and the vision that you're casting for a bigger world, a bigger place that you want to see happen, you know, in your lifetime.
Well, yeah, that's a great question. And for one, just as, since we came off of the charity angle, I envision a future where businesses are not known by if they support a charity. They'll be known by which charities they support as part of their brand. And so people will make choices on who they do business with based on who these companies support. So one of the things that we're building into ClickSales and Sidek is essentially a one-click upsell, where that upsell at the end of your product can be any charity that you support. So let's say you have product A, B, and C. Somebody buys A, they take upsell B, they go to upsell C, and then normally they might go to the thank you page. Well, we can serve a pre-vetted charitable pop-up so that if that customer then sees the video to donate to Make-A-Wish or ASPCA or any of the Wounded Warriors, some of the ones we support, if they say, with one click, they could donate $5 and the money would go straight to that charity. So we would never commingle funds. We have a, we call it our Project M100 to raise $100 million to global charities in the next 10 years. This technology will allow that to happen. I don't really, it's not really public. We haven't talked about it too much, but when we actually ran the numbers, when we get to 5,000 to 10,000 users on our platform using this and an average donation of $5, and average 25 transactions per month over 10 years. There's some fuzzy math in here, but the numbers actually can work. So one of the things that we have envisioned is to use the business as a vehicle in a win-win-win scenario where it's driving more sales, reducing refunds, building and maintaining and enhancing your brand as a business owner, because you're able to then say, these are some charities that we support and your dollars, your purchase dollars are going to support them. You see, because most people want to donate, but they in their minds feel, well, I don't have enough money. If they're going to buy your product anyway, and they know that you will donate some of that money to the charity, your sales will go up and the customer will be feel better about that. And of course, the charity's benefit. So I would say that's really one thing I'd like to see. And I'd like to really be a part of this global movement that we're creating, this freedom fighter movement. You know, there's a graphic in the book that just says in 2008, we just surpassed 50% of people in the world on the internet. So on page 7 of the book, it talks about, there's a graphic here from We Are Social. It says in 2018, the world internet users just passed the 4 billion mark. Well, there's 7.5 billion people in this world. So we're just over halfway there. What we're seeing, Scott, when we're speaking in other countries as far away as Hong Kong and Singapore, and Singapore we're going to be coming up to soon, South Africa, you know, these other countries, the phenomenon that's happened here is just hitting the shores of these other countries. So if anybody wants to have a crystal ball into how to build a profitable online business and how to see how it's done using the formula that we've essentially reverse engineered for after having done it with Options University. And I want to tell that story, how this came about, but it's that proven sort of step-by-step formula in the right order of what to follow. And that's the reason 95% of businesses fail, is they get that wrong. But yeah, that's what really what drives us. And you know, there's a curve on the page 9, there's an opportunity trend. If you envision the parabolic curve of early adopters and innovators, we are just now in this early adopter phase of that upswing for building online income. Whereas on the downswing of that curve that's been around and people are, you know, has been doing it for so long, retail markets, I've been calling it the Amazon apocalypse for 4 years now, Scott, because Amazon is destroying retail businesses. They're bulldozing shopping centers in Florida because they can't compete. I would not want to be in a retail business right now selling any kind of a commodity, you know, so anything like the businesses that are survival will be like Chinese food delivery and specialty markets, but retail, very, very hard. Real estate equally is difficult. And we're due for another correction. And we've been on a 10-year cycle of up prices. We're due for the real estate market to come back in. And I think it's about to. And of course, the stock market's been on a record run. These are in the late majority laggard phase of where opportunity exists. So if you imagine surfing on a wave, where do you want to be? You want to be right at that crest of the wave so you can paddle and catch it and fly or surf down in and have a long ride versus have that wave crash over you. But with that, I mean, Scott, I think it'd be good to tell about how the business nearly imploded and how we saved, turned the tragedy into triumph, and how it turned into Click and Grow Rich. Is that, or did you have another question?
No, that's exactly where I want to go with this. I think you're perfect, right on schedule, because I want to get to the formula about how MP, you know, MP5 or MP to the fifth power with MS squared. And I want to talk about the chart, and I want to talk about, you know, the reverse engineering that you guys did. This is the IP right here, guys. I mean, you're hearing it. You haven't read this book yet, and you're hearing it for the first time. you're about to have your mind completely blown. It's like somebody 20 years ago saying, yeah, I'm going to be able to look at you while I talk to you on the phone. And there you're going, yeah, right. Sounds like the Jetsons. No, I'm telling you, it works. It's right here. You can put it in practice today.
Yeah. And Scott, I'm going to share at the end, stick around to the end. I'm going to share something that is right on the cusp of happening. It is, I don't use the word game changing, but it's game changing technology that's right about to happen. It's not ours, but it has to do with webinars and opening up the entire world. But, so on this journey with the Options University, you know, we had created this successful product that we launched, and we hadn't discovered yet continuity income. I want to talk about some principles that really can help people, and of course get into MP5 MS squared. But in terms of selling, if you make a bunch of sales all of a sudden and that's it, every month you're hustling to make more sales and find new customers. And so we didn't realize that back then, but there's really only three ways to make more money in a business. You can get more customers, you can get them to come back more often, and then you can get them to purchase more each time they do. And we talk about that in the book. That's the formula for increasing your net revenues. But if you increase all three of them, it's not 2 + 2 + 2, it's 2 × 2 × 2. So you'll 8x your business by doubling each one of those. So more customers, buying more often and spending more each time. And so we talk about that in the book, of course, but we hadn't discovered that yet. So we are always chasing that next affiliate. And then we realized we didn't have a scalable business. There was one point where we had a $50,000 a month payroll and it was due on Friday and in Monday, and we didn't have it. You tell you, you get real creative when you have to. And we actually pulled it off, but I don't recommend that. So really what happened in this business is we started creating membership sites, continuity, recurring revenue products. But one of the things we fell into, and we were some of the early pioneers with, were webinars, which are fairly common now. But back in 2005, 2006, we had created our first product and then spent 9 months creating the next product, the Options Mastery Series. 9 months of recording. There were 20 modules. It had to be edited, and all the DVD, the graphics, the sales letter. And we had a very successful launch in December of 2007, I believe. We did about $700,000 in sales on the back of a lot of affiliates, which was great. They get some of the money. We got some of the money. Okay. Full disclosure, we didn't put all of that in our mattress, right? Because we had overhead and we had an office at this point. And then the reality set in, we didn't have another 9 months to do another product like that. We had overhead. We had offices. We'd rented these nice offices in Boca Raton, had an office overlooking the Royal Palm Golf Course in the proverbial corner office. In the end, the beautiful thing about online now is that you don't need these expenses. We don't have offices. We're completely virtual in our companies. But at the time, the big evolution was, I said to my business partner, well, we don't have 9 months to create another product. I said, do you have anything that you could teach live over the internet, like a PowerPoint? And he said, yeah, I do. I have these training courses that I used to teach in classrooms to the other traders on the floor. And so we dressed that up a bit, and I went and found a company that created a custom, essentially, webinar platform for us. And Scott, it was beautiful. It looked great. It was had all of our colors. It had our logo. And with 12 people on, it worked great. But the 13th person crashed the whole thing every time. So that was back when the capacity really wasn't there. So nowadays, the capacity for how many people you can have on a webinar has greatly surpassed how many people you can probably get there. I mean, I think Tony Robbins recently did one with 250,000 people on it, which is amazing. Our record is 1,900, which was back in the day. And we've been through several different platforms and things. And one of the things we've innovated is what we call the QVC style close. I know we don't have a lot of time, so we won't go into that. But essentially, time-bound, quantity-bound scarcity. So at the end of the webinar, we put up a countdown timer and a box saying, hey, we have 25 left, 23, 22. We have one left. Go buy it. Lots of nuggets here and that we're trying to squeeze in here. But there's all in the book. You can get it at clickandgrowrichbook.com to dive into all this. And Scott, I need to get you a physical copy. I've just got some stickers that say signed by the author. So make sure we get your address. I'll ship out one because I've got it in my hand right here.
Well, I appreciate that. That would be fantastic. So I am a I'm a fan. You know that. So I've already been to the website. I've put in my shipping and handling. I put in my address, my credit card. I've gone through the funnels. People, the people that are listening to this that are have not experienced this are not experienced internet marketers. You know, some of them will and some of them won't understand. But I bought the regular offer, which is for a small shipping and handling fee. We don't need to talk about the price, but for a small shipping and handling fee, I got a free book that is coming my way. I click, yes, I want it. And I put in my credit card and my shipping information and please send it to me. And then it says, but wait, you know, not only are you going to get this, I have this, you know, I have this $450 value that I will then add on to that for a very small fee, you know, less than the price of lunch at a nice restaurant. And then if you want to go the step further, which is, you know, I want the MBA. I want to get to the full, you know, I want to know everything there is to know about being successful in internet marketing. I want to have access to, you know, this information. I want to be able to know what a mastermind is and what are these things are. Then for, you know, now we're, it's a third offer, but it's still, I mean, the entire package is less than, you know, a hotel night stay at not even a nice hotel. I mean, for less than $200, you could be completely, you know, bought in and be a super fan and figure out all the tools and the parts and pieces that you need to become. But that's all great knowledge. But now the action takes place. You have to get it. You have to read it. You have to turn off the television. You have to open the book. And then you have to put those things in practice. And you have to stop saying, I can't because I don't have money. It's about the fact that you have to commit now and say, these are the things I'm going to do. And now it's a how question. So how do I do that? What are the things that I need to do? What are the additional pieces of education I need? And who do I need to associate myself with? Those are the things that we're talking about here. So I encourage everyone, just like me, to go through the process so that you can understand what we're replicating here and what exactly Brett is talking about and teaching. So if you haven't experienced it, you should do it. And not that I'm trying to sell more books for you. Of course, I want to sell more books for you. But I think the experience is invaluable. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. You have to, the experience, there's an old saying that success, it's not about what you get at the end, it's who you become along the way. And there is so much packed into this book. You know, we're not making any money on the $7.95 that's covering the print costs and the shipping. We are changing lives. And just to be perfectly candid, yes, we have some education in there, but it's priced very low for the sole purpose of we want more people going through it. And because we have a way we can partner with people where we are your business partners. And so our long ball in Click and Grow Business, we have over 180 people from around the world that we're partners with and that we have skin in the game. You know, back to focus, it's, you know, as entrepreneurs, we want to do so many things but we don't have time. But if we can satisfy that feeling of excitement by being a mentor and a partner in other businesses and owning 10% or a small piece of it, everybody wins. And so through the book, we want to give you the tools to launch your business and go through some training if it makes sense for you, but also come out to one of our live events, one of our two-day trainings where we go in detail through all of this process, which I'm going to go through here in a minute. But just to be clear, you know, Click and Grow Rich is not about getting rich quick. It's not about hacking somebody else's successful business or hijacking someone else's hard work, which some people are promoting and going and copying other people. It's not about that. It's not about following the latest fad or short-term money-making strategy like Amazon. You know, this has become so competitive. These people, I've heard horror stories of people with garages full of products they can't sell, or there's not enough profit margin to fund their advertising. So, you know, we're really good at teaching how to sell software and information products and membership sites and all kinds of things. But I just want to give a quick ending to the story of the options business. You know, it's in 2009. when the economy was pulling in. I lost a marriage because it was too stressful on all the things that were happening. And I lost a business partner who I tried to buy out and paid him over $100,000 to only to have him try to put me out of business a year later, and barely survived that, and brought in a new business partner and was able to keep that business alive and rebuild it long enough to sell it in 2013. And around that time, my current business partner, Daniel Miller, and I met. He's a internationally known speaker and had sold investing education all over the world as well. So we had a lot in common. We invested in Sidek because we both saw the opportunity, and people to this day are frustrated with Confusionsoft. So we went into that market with our own platform called Sidek, and decided based on his background, didn't really have a chance to talk about him very much, but he had sold $80 million from stages of investing programs and packages teaching investors how to do it. So Click and Grow Business came out of educating, going and teaching people these intensive two-day workshops. Our first one was in South Africa, and we learned a lot along the way. We've done hundreds of events, changing lives around the world. People have come to these and launched hundreds of brands that potentially are going to be very successful. We're partners with all of them. So if any of this makes sense to you and you are listening and might want to start an online business and partner with us, so you can find out more at clickandgrowrich.com. We'll have our events listed there. And again, the book is at clickandgrowrichbook.com. The other thing on that site, there are PDFs, interactive business breakthrough PDFs that we actually use in our business. I'm not here to sell these to anybody. These are invaluable resources that we're almost giving away to build relationship, because we want you to have success. You want you to see what we're capable of, so that maybe we do have more of a relationship in the future. But you know, as we have since 2013 and 2015 with Click and Grow Rich started to evolve and doing these seminars around the world, we are really focusing on a much bigger opportunity of a legion of freedom fighters out there that we're helping and mentoring to help build their own online businesses. Whether you just want to make a little bit of money online to dip your toe in the water, pay a car payment or a mortgage, $2,000 or $3,000 a month, you know, that's one sort of path you can take. If you want a complete income replacement for a job that you hate or a boss, or you want to go in a new direction, that's certainly doable. Make $10,000 to $15,000 a month, or maybe you're a renegade entrepreneur and you want to go to six figures per month or even seven figures per month. This is happening online, and you know, I'm not here to oversell anybody on this, but I'd be doing you a disservice if I didn't don't want to undersell it either, because we are always running into and meeting people who started with one idea. In our book, we say you're just one idea away from having everything you want in life, and following these principles to follow that you can get there. So, Scott, do we have time to just tell what the MP5MS² is real quick and rattle through it? Or
absolutely.
We have time?
Absolutely. That's where we are right now. We need to talk about that formula. And then, but thank you very much for the introduction to not only the members area, but some of the things that you were talking about. I don't have a vested interest in this, so it is not going to come across, you know, it's going to come across different than you. When you start talking about the system and the process that you're working on and the success that you're breeding, you know, I don't want anybody here to think your moral compass is pointed in the right direction. You're a great human being that is, you know, from Gary Vaynerchuk, give, you know, then ask. I mean, you are leading with your heart, and I know this because I've spent time with you, and I'm super excited to call you my friend and my colleague. And one of the things that I'm going to just toot your horn or brag on you just a little bit is the fact is that this system is just one step, right? Get the book, read through the book. But when you start listening to these videos, watching these videos, listening to the, reading the blog, going back and absorbing some of this information, you'll get to know Brett and Daniel that will say to you, you know, these are men that are genuinely interested in my success. They're not here to sell me the next book. They're not here to, you know, make sure that, you know, I am on a mailing list or that I'm, you know, going to get, you know, 16 emails from them every day. That's not what these gentlemen are about. These gentlemen are about making sure that you are not only geared for success and ready to go. But then they also give you things like get in a room where there's like-minded people, get away from, you know, the people that may be that you may be surrounded with right now that are saying, what, you know, Scott, what do you know about internet marketing, man? You're a radio host. What the heck are you doing? You don't know anything about this. That's right. I'm changing my mindset and I'm understanding and absorbing this information, but then I'm taking Brett and Daniel's advice and I'm getting myself in a room that is filled with like-minded people, people that are looking at what is the next opportunity, what are the things that we need, what bus should we be jumping on, and to quote Jim Collins, what seat should I be in, who should be driving the bus, and who am I hooking my wagon to make sure that we're getting there to success. So I'm going to tell everybody right now listening, go through the process, order a copy of Click and Grow Rich, go to clickandgrowrichbook.com, go through the process, buy the upgrade, get into the membership program, get on there and start finding the information, and then get up off of the couch and go find a group. If there's not a meeting in your local area of these two-day seminars that Brett and Daniel are putting on, go find other people that are doing it. And I'm not trying to sell Tony Robbins or anybody else here or Les Brown, but I guarantee you, no matter where you live, within a few hours drive, you could find yourself on a Saturday and Sunday or a Friday and Saturday in a room full of motivated, like-minded people. Would you agree with that, Brett?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of great events around the country. We're going to be in Orlando coming up, and so that'll all be on our website. But I think in July we're in Orlando. But you get around the right people; it's a shortcut. You know, there's nothing that you couldn't learn on your own with enough time and money. We'll be in Ontario end of July, and then Orlando, I think, in July. So anyway, clickandgrowrich.com, you can find out more about that. But at any rate, it's a shortcut. There's three kinds of time. There's unproductive time. You're on the couch watching reruns of Game of Thrones, eating pizza and eating Cheetos and not doing anything. There's productive time where you're checking emails and maybe doing some work around. But your super productive time is your leveraged time where you're recording video to train a virtual assistant that can then do that task for you over and over again. So we're going to teach all of that in our formula. And the way this MP5 formula came to be, which stands for market, it's MP5MS², stands for market, people, products, payments, passion, marketing, selling, and staffing. When Daniel and I sat down in my office after I sold my first company and he said, let's teach people how you did this, and we need to turn it into a formula, I said, you're crazy. There's too many things. You've got marketing and selling, and you've got this and you've got that. But we started to whiteboard everything that was involved, and it started to fall very nicely into these 9 categories. And so then we asked, what do you do first? The biggest mistake that people make, and the reason that 95% of businesses fail, and 95% fail in the first 120 days online, according to the Huffington Post, is because they start with a product idea or a service that nobody wants. In part one of the interview, you heard me in my first failure, the water filter company, nobody wanted it. And we were sure that it would be a big hit and it wasn't. So that's the big lesson. It's all in the book. We're kind of out of time here, but the point is find a hot market where people are looking for a solution. We have ways to help you do that. And then the second part of it is people. Can you reach people in that market? If they are Aborigines in the outback, you're not going to be able to get in front of them, really. They don't have Facebook. So if you have a spear that will kill any antelope on the plains and it's heat-seeking and laser-guided, then they would all want to have one, but you have no way to let them know about it. That also is problematic. So market, is there a hot trending market? Essentially, is there water in the pool before you dive in? People, can you reach people in that market? Then product or service. And we have a great worksheet called the Interest Opportunity Exercise. It's an interactive PDF that helps you figure out the best product or service for you that overlays your passions and your experience and then where the real opportunity is. Then people, so product, so market, people, product, passion. You've got to be passionate about what you're doing. Or like I mentioned in part one, there's so many recovering attorneys out there that hate being attorneys. They get into it for the money. It's similar to the business. You want to make sure there's something that you're going to be fulfilled and excited about. And then payments, how to take payments. There's so many changes happening right now. with how to take money. You can actually accept money from Amazon payments and pay with Stripe, Bitcoin with our platform Sidec. We're integrated with BitPay, which allows you to accept Bitcoin. Cryptocurrencies are certainly the wave of the future. And one-click mobile payments. We talk about this, or people, as everything moves toward mobile, people don't want to key in their credit cards on their mobile phone and mess up a number and have to rekey it all in again and start over, right? So, and then places, where do you sell? Online, offline, social media, it's all changing and evolving. So that's what we talk about. And then, of course, marketing, how to sell, the 9 methods of marketing, and then selling, effective sales strategies, including software and technology that we're using. And then finally, with staffing, there's nothing inherently difficult, you know, Scott, about any of this. It's trying to do all of it yourself. We don't have the time. You have to get good at outsourcing and virtual staffing. And we have some resources that we like. And much of our team is overseas in the Philippines and Japan and Puerto Rico, all over. And they work for much, much less than they would in the US. I would never have an office full of people again with a $50,000 a month burn rate, because that's scary stuff when you don't have, you have a downturn in your income. Lean and mean is the name of the game. So that's really the high level on what we're doing. And the book has it all in there. We cover more advanced strategies as well. And there's also links to 25 of these PDFs from the book, and that you can get access to for free. So Scott, I know we're probably running out of time, and I think we covered it all. So if you have any final questions, I'm happy to answer, but it was really a pleasure to be here. And I just want to say hi to everybody. And, you know, I think this is this information in this book that can change your life. You're one idea away from having everything you want. And you just have to find it and run with it and put these strategies into place, and you can do it. There's no reason anybody listening to this can't do this. There are thousands and thousands of people worldwide doing it right now, and it's only going to keep growing. And especially if you have people overseas, that's your crystal ball, because it's starting to happen there. And real quick before I hand it back over to you, Scott, that one thing that's coming that's going to change everything. If you've ever been to Orlando and it's a small world ride at Epcot Center, I don't even think it's there anymore, but they used to have a ride where it would come up over the top. It's like a little slow moving roller coaster, and it has a picture where it had a layout of a young girl, I think in America, on the telephone. And then the next scene, they had a young girl apparently in Asia, and it said, someday you'll be able to talk into the telephone and communicate with somebody across the world in a different language. And you know what? That day, those days are right now, that technology exists. There's a startup that we can put earbuds in your ear and sit face to face with someone and communicate in a different language. Skype has it. So if you want to have some fun, you go to your friend's Skype and change the language to Arabic and then start Skyping him, unless they actually speak Arabic. That's going to happen in with webinars. It's imminent. So imagine you can sit at home in your bunny slippers and your underwear with a headset on, giving a presentation in English and having it come out in the native language anywhere in the world with tens of thousands of people on. You talk about leverage. It's just an unbelievable time we live in, and it's never before in history has this been such a good opportunity. So I encourage you to find out more about online marketing and any way you can. And of course, you can find out a lot about it in our book at clickandgrowrichbook.com.
But well, thanks, Brett, it has been an honor, a privilege, and an honor to have you on for not only part one. If you're listening to part two right now and we're wrapping up, go back and listen to the origin story. Find out where Brett Fogel came from and get that. All that background is so fantastic. Listen to the success and failures, quite frankly, that have come through. You know, the money that has passed through and the experience that has passed through Brett's hands is just, you know, it's just immeasurable. It's priceless right now. You need to know what that is. I thank you so much for being a guest. My name is Scott Sullivan. I am the host of one of the greatest radio shows in the world, because I get to talk to these guys on a regular basis. Every day I get access to these fantastic entrepreneurs, the most successful people, managers, entrepreneurs, people from all over the world that have been successful in their own right. And I get to spend an hour with them every week to talk about some of their successes and, quite frankly, some of their failures. But I get to learn without having to go through the pain and suffering. suffering, that is an invaluable lesson. And now I get to share it with you on inspirednewsradio.com every single week. Please continue to listen. My listenership is growing. You're now in the tens of thousands every single week. I love the fact that I get these great comments. You can find me on inspirednewsradio.com, fill out the form. You can go to my host page and get a copy of this and last week's episode anytime on what we call our download library or our archives. They're there all the time, streaming on your devices, whatever device you want. They're also available on Apple iTunes and all of the great places where you get podcasts. So you can listen live and you can also get it on a podcast every single week right here on Inspired News Radio. I'm Scott Sullivan telling you to mind your own business, because if you don't, nobody else will. Brett Fogle, wonderful, wonderful 2 hours. Thank you again.
Thanks so much, Scott. Really enjoyed it. Thank you again.
Been listening to Mind Your Own Business right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs of the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. Make sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.